God, Papa. A proof that God loves me. I cherish you today and always, my priest. That the Talks Bread Podcast is here for you. The Talks Bread Podcast is here for you. I know it has been so long. Happy New Year, Pod Family. Happy New Year, Talks Bridges. Yeah, I think that should be our new name. Thank you for always staying here. Thank you for always being here. I am your host, Onyema Favor. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about what would you love to tell your better half? I'm going to be reading letters that you sent to me, and your better half is going to listen to this. Do follow the podcast on our Instagram at the Talks Bread Podcast, on Facebook at the Talks Bread Podcast, on Twitter at the Talks Bread Podcast, on TikTok at the Talks Bread Podcast, and then send an email to the Talks Bread Podcast at gmail.com. The song you're going to listen to is My Beautiful Love by Johnny Drill. Enjoy and stay here.
I can't explain what I'm feeling, but I know it is real. Oh dear. My beautiful love. Oh, my beautiful love. I beg you, do make you come. I know sadness this morning you come out, but it feels like forever. Oh, dear. My beautiful love. My darling, you make my dreams come true. And I could do anything for you.
What would you love to tell your better half? Well, I got quite a number of letters and I'm going to read them to you. It is Valentine's Day, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. And trust you're going to have an amazing day today. The first letter says, "You are my gift from God, Papa. A proof that God loves me. I cherish you today and always, my priest." That's so lovely. The second one says, "I do not have a partner at the moment, but for the future, I would like to say that I will strive to be a better person. All I want is to love and be loved and find peace and safety in each other's presence. I would want you to rely on me as I would rely on you." Well, don't worry, good partner is going to come your way. The third one says, "Dear Obiu Tom, you are a breath of fresh air. You are my king, my source of joy. I love you more than yesterday and less than tomorrow. You are so precious to me, babe. I cherish you so much and I am grateful to God for the gift of you, baby. Thank you for loving me the way you do. I promise to be the woman that would forever hold your hand till death do us part. Your lovely Lavina." The next letter I'm going to read is not the sweet, sweet one. Oops, it's somehow sad. It says, "I sold my PS4 to get her a gift. Turns out she's married." I think there's going to be another story for another day, because that's sad. Women, we have to do better. I want to know how this ended. Please reply the anonymous link and let's chat. Well, the next letter says, "Text me, Raphael." So if you know a Raphael, he says you should text him. This letter is so cute because it says, "My man, the day I met you, I found my missing piece. You complete me and make me a better person. I was a little late to be your first, but I want all of my last to be with you. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day." That's so beautiful. Love is sweet. Love is sweet. You don't want to give love a chance. Love is actually sweet. Love is sweet. This one says, "Waiting is love. Who love it?" Love is sweet. Forget that thing. Conquer. Love is sweet. Experience love. And if you don't have a partner yet, trust me, someone good is coming. But you have to discover yourself first. Yeah. Okay. The next one says, "When are we going to see each other again? It has been so long." Okay. The next says, My panda, I have longed for people before, and it was not like this at all. I have loved people, but not like this. Day after day, you give me tons of reasons to proudly call you mine and be yours. Thank you for every time you have had my back. I love you, Oluwatoyin, from a falling heart guy. This is so beautiful. Katie says, Okola Miowon. I hope I pronounced it well. Sweet babe all round. Thank you for being a friend, true and true. This is me letting you know I have your back now and always. I saved the best for the last because this story was very touching. I would want you to listen to it. There are two things I swore to myself in the privacy of my heart. A few years back, I had just turned 22. I was in search of my path in life. The thing is, the trajectory of my life required that I grew up faster than my age. I assumed certain responsibilities. I was wise in the sense of knowing exactly what it was I wanted for my life. As masculine as I may appear and as tough as I may seem, I was a young, hopeful boy who nursed in his heart the trident of ambition, glory, and love. Yes, love. I loved love and loved its idea. The circumstances around my life, inspired by my background, environment, and fated movement through life, and through the quality people I encountered. I knew I was going to find the love of my life and one, invest into experiences, travels, trips, and exciting life on the fast lane. And secondly, me and my bride, when I do find her, we are going to get to the apex of our destinies and careers. It is very zenith. Today, about half a dozen later thereabout, I think I found her. I finally found the piece of my life's puzzle that makes it all fit. I know it's her, because of the electricity like spark her presence, sound of her voice and entire demeanor overwhelms me with. She likes to hold the left of my palm, the exact place I mentally engraved my dreams onto as a reminder. Joined in my quest, both consciously and unconsciously, each time she walks on my left with her hands clasped into mine. She's the one. I'll marry her. I cannot wait to tell her. Please keep me anonymous. Apologies for the long messages. I'm a boy in love who loves love. This is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. So if you're listening to this and perhaps I feel that this letter should, you know, spike your love a bit. I want to love. I feel like loving. Well, you should give love a trial. But first, discover yourself. And make sure that the person you want to give your heart to is a good person. Someone that cherishes you, someone that loves you, someone that is very intentional. And to the single Pringles, you are not left out. No. Just give love a chance. I am going to love it. Remember to follow the podcast on all our social media platforms and you'll be glad you did. Have an amazing day and happy Valentine's Day.